T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B, I can't believe we're already an hour in. I heard Juan do the update, and I was surprised.
Ryan, brother.
I thought it was a 45, and I was like, since when do we do updates on a 45?
We are flying.
Clearly, things are moving. Josh Norris, just about to join the program here, our Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. I got a lot of questions for Norris. In the break, though, I just watched this video that Spencer Hall tweeted out. You know the U2 song One? It's a super famous song. I just saw a version of it with Mary J. Blige singing with them.
Really?
God, Mary J. is so good. She might be my current one seed of
isn't
of
that
female singer.
A concert or something she's going to be in soon coming up?
If she is, let's go.
I'm with that.
Yeah, I'd go to that.
Actually, hold on. My wife going to a concert tomorrow night with Mary J.
Where?
It's somewhere around here, D.C. or Baltimore, one of the two.
All right, well, maybe we should make a call. Let's delay.
I wasn't invited. That's the ladies are going to that, so I'm going. Let them go.
Maybe you and I should go get a steak. Joining the show now.
Saturday night. Go ahead.
Well, Saturday I'll be in Charlotte. Joining the show now is Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. Norris, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
November 20th, Baltimore, Maryland. Royal Farms Arena, Mary J. Blige.
There you go.
$250 gets you in the door.
Oh, wow. I love that Norris just looked that up, unless he already has a ticket and knows about it, or he just looked that up while he was waiting.
Wait, Norris. No, you say how much the tickets cost?
Well, the ones that are available online on Ticketmaster are $250. I think there were some ones listed for $85. Look, I know how it is hosting. Things come into your brain. You need to do some research. That's what I'm here for you guys. Basically, I'm going in an intern salary in the last 3 minutes for you guys.
Well, Josh, the truth is we had to get your super fancy read done before we brought you in, and I had to find it in my files. So that was how we ended up talking about Mary J.
JP Phil.
Dude, I want to start with this game tonight because sometimes these Thursday night games are dogs, but tonight has a ton of fantasy implications, particularly on the Pat side of things. I've been playing fantasy long enough that I know it's very hard to trust Bill Belichick when it comes to his running backs. What the hell are the Pats going to do tonight after Ramondre Stevenson blows up last week? Who's going to play tonight?
Good question. And I think overall we need to remember right now that the Patriots are producing the most expected fantasy points at the running back position across the league. And heading into this year, you know, this team's identity, they were going to be bullies up front. And it took them a while to get there defensively among the offensive line. I mean, heck, they've got 6 great offensive linemen. They use them all right now. And like you said last week, with Damien Harris being out with a concussion, Ramondre Stevenson operated in a lot of first and second downs and got a lot of passing work in those first and second downs. So what's defined for us right now is Brandon Bolden as the passing down player. So third downs, 2-minute situations, with them being 6.5-point favorites here on Thursday Night Football, and with Cordarrelle Patterson's status up in the air, I wouldn't expect them to be down. And so what we've also seen with Damien Harris, though, is when he's, you know, fumbled, missed some snaps, they've trusted him at every turn. Can that change based on Ramondre and, you know, a rookie showing out in basically his first start? Yes. 100%. But would I expect Damien to lose those high-value touch inside the 10-yard line carries? Probably not. So I think we're back to like a 15% snap share between all three, and that just kind of gives us headaches. But maybe two of them get home tonight because, again, so many running back points are expected for the Patriots overall.
But Bill Belichick, he believes in that who he can trust. And if Harrison's been around and is the more effective player, he'll run him more than he will the other kid, even though the kid had a great game before.
So with Ramondre, where he hasn't been trusted before, one, he fumbled early on, and two, his pass pro has been abysmal. I don't expect them to – well, okay, let's think about this. With the Cleveland Browns last week, he wasn't put in that situation a lot because I think the Browns are 26th in the NFL in terms of blitz rate. So the Falcons' defense is abysmal. They can't create pressure up front with four. They can't create pressure at all. So I think that if he doesn't have to be trusted in that area, like in surefire running situations, Ramondre is probably their most explosive back. I love Damien, and I think that both can get home in this scenario, but it's not as solidified, JP, as you alluded to, as it was for, you know, for the first 6 or 7 or 8 weeks of the season.
So, Norris, it wasn't a great move of me to use all my waiver wire juice to pick up Ramondre Stevenson this past week?
No, I actually think that's totally fine. I mean, I when we're talking about upside and ceiling the rest of the way, again, I want to reiterate that while we love Nick Chubb, while we love Jonathan Taylor, while we love Derrick Henry, the Patriots are producing the most expected points from backfields. And if, I mean, there is a chance that Ramondre just proves to be the best running back there, and if he is trusted and if Bill does give him that respect, then you are going to have a potential top 15, top 12 running back the rest of the way in Ramondre. But could we also see that with Damien Harris too? 100%. It's just so up in the air, but I'm totally cool with, you know, at this point in the calendar, week 11, putting that in the eggs in one basket because it's a backfield that we really do care about.
All right. Now, so, an issue that is very, very relevant to Brian Mitchell and Mr. Landfill Mullins, what's going on with Cordero Patterson for the Falcons?
Yeah, so it sounded like a high ankle sprain last week. He's been limited all week. I know Ian Rappaport is, despite those limited practices, is very much in the camp that CPAT is not going to play tonight. And I think maybe this is just Arthur Smith being coy. And because really, and you guys have watched this Falcons offense, they can do nothing without Cordero Patterson on the field. Like, he is the juice. He is the linchpin. He is the cheat code because he's explosive out of the backfield. They are awful blockers up front, and so he makes the most of the lanes and the second levels that they can give him every once in a while. And then you can obviously motion him out or just line him up as a true wide receiver. Without Calvin Ridley, this team has no explosion other than Kyle Pitts. And now what teams are doing is not treating Kyle Pitts like a tight end, and they're treating him like a wide receiver. And Mike Davis has, you know, forced some missed tackles, but so many of those are behind the line of scrimmage. So basically, you're going to have to be Mitch, because I know you really care about, you know, being on top of your fantasy team and caring about the news an hour or 30 minutes beforehand. You're going to have to know the status of Cordero Patterson. I'm sure you're going to have nothing better to do at 7:30.
I need you to give me three names of these four: Amari Cooper, AJ Brown, T. Higgins, Devontae Smith. Who do we leave out?
So this is either between Devontae Smith or T. Higgins. I know A.J. Brown just gave you, like, what, one catch last week. But against the Houston Texans, he has just totally crushed them. And obviously We're playing Amari Cooper against Kansas City secondary. T. Higgins, the usage has been incredible. The issue with him is he's not coming down the 50-50 balls. He's converting about 30% of those this year, and that should be his bread and butter. That's where he wins on the NFL field. Meanwhile, Devontae Smith, he's been hyper-efficient despite, you know, the Eagles – basically changing their offense completely. They were a pass-happy team, and now they're one of the most run-heavy teams in the NFL. I would expect Marshawn Lattimore to track Devontae Smith and, you know, be his most difficult test all season long, and Devontae's been fantastic. But I think I'm going to sit him in that scenario and go with T. Higgins in the much better matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders.
All righty.
Talking with Josh Norris, Underdog Fantasy, our Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. Norris, in the league B. Mitch and I are in, it's a 12-person league, and only four teams make the playoffs. You think that's fair?
Ooh.
Ooh, I think it should be six.
You know why it's like that, so, though, Josh? Before he goes a little farther, he left out a one big caveat. He put the team. He put the league together.
Yeah, I'm the commissioner, and I never checked it. I just assumed it would be six.
He left that part out of it.
So, JP, is there an extra regular season week, or is the championship? Because I've heard about this too, that the championship goes for 2 weeks instead, and they combine those weeks, so it's not just like a fluky 1 week outing.
Norris, we know each other pretty well. You think I've checked to see if it's
I think we may not even have a league going
right
now.
Hold on, I'm looking it up now. Oh, dude, you're right. It looks like it is the semifinals are December 21st and December 27th, and then
there you
the
go.
Champion. Oh, that's kind of interesting.
So in other words,
it's a month long.
We
playoff.
Were sold a bill of goods. He doesn't even know what the league
we
is. Josh.
Sold a bill of goods. How are you sold a bill of goods?
We don't even know what the league is. You don't even know. Damn, you're the commissioner.
Well, then I sold you nothing because I don't know either. We're learning on the fly. Norris, I want to.
If I would have known you were the person putting everything together, I would have never got involved with this.
You knew I sent you the thing.
I thought somebody else had done it for you.
All right, next year we'll have somebody else do it. Norris, I want to turn things a little local here for the Washington football team.
Yeah,
what'd you make of the win over Tampa? And what do you make of going down to Charlotte this weekend?
I mean, how many storylines can we have for a single game?
And,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talk about, you know, perplexing results. Last week was ridiculous. And I mean, it was finally you see a defense, because obviously I think that first Tom Brady interception was a drop. The second one was one of his worst throws of the season. And then he just kept getting hit in the mouth and was trying to get rid of the ball over and over again. And now can that team in Washington do that again without, again, Montez Sweat, and now without Chase Young? Can they do that in the interior? And how they dominated time of possession. I mean, that's what won them the game. Obviously, it was like drives of 3, 4, 5 gains, but then you also had like a second and 12, which is a 13-yard gain for Antonio Gibson. First and 10, it's a 14-yard gain by Antonio Gibson. I think the return of Brandon Scherff, obviously, and I believe Steven Cosney's back has really dictated that. It's tough because obviously the Panthers are 3-point favorites in this game. I think that's giving a ton of credit to the belief that Cam Newton is just changing this offense immensely, right? And I'm not sure if I am there yet. Obviously, last week it was a lot of short yardage situations that he was very good in, but this is a defense first team. And getting an initial drive on like the 25 and an extra drive on the 42. So to me, that's where this is going to be one loss. Can Taylor Heinicke protect the football? Can the offensive line, when they do elect to pass, because we know the neutral pass rate is high under Scott Turner, can they keep him upright and without, you know, fumbling? Because Brian Burns and Hassan Reddick are great in that area, and they're really deep at cornerback. So while there's so much focus on Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey and so on and so forth, the pass rush versus the offensive line, to me, is where this game is really going to be told.
Josh, you know, we want to thank you for last week because we basically won by 0.02 points.
Yeah, what the hell?
And, I mean, if you didn't give us the extra tidbits, we probably would have lost. So we want to say thank you. And
you're welcome.
But let me ask you this question. Can Cam Newton be so much of a concern to where this team can be destroyed by the other people around him? Because you don't have to throw the ball very far to Christian McCaffrey. And you have two receivers that if they get like a hitch or a slant, they can go the distance.
Right. right? I think that's a very fair point. I mean, Carolina has fewer than 200 passing yards in six straight games. I mean, who does that in the NFL in 2021, right? I mean, that's nuts. I'm with accurate in the short to intermediate game because Cam Newton's game has totally changed, right? Like during that MVP campaign, he was throwing to nobodies. I mean, if you go through it, it was Philly Brown. It was rookie year Devin Funchess. It was Ted Ginn. It was Jericho Cotchery. Obviously, you had Greg Olsen. But so many of those plays were deep shots down the field. I think I get what you're saying. But at some point, what Washington's defense has done in the last 2 weeks in terms of getting off the field on third downs is such a drastic change in what they had in the first seven or eight games of the season. When, I mean, it was a ludicrous rate of third down conversions against them. So I don't think I saw enough, to be honest with you, B-Mitch, to answer that question. Mm-hmm. Do I believe DJ Moore is winning his one-on-one matchups? 100%. Was Robbie Anderson more involved last week? Yes. Do I think that this passing offense is a much higher ceiling than, again, six straight games of less than 200 passing yards? 100%. And is Cam Newton more likely to take advantage of that than Sam Darnold or P.J. Walker was? Yes. So I think like those positives plus the defense does make me understand why the Panthers are favored by three here.
Talking with Josh Norris, our fantasy football insider for Odyssey. So, Norris, I know that you probably haven't started really studying draft prospects yet, but I also know that you're the same as B-Mitch and I. You're a football addict. Even when you're off, you're still watching football. Have you watched any of these young quarterbacks that are coming out? Has anybody made an impression on you yet?
No, JP, I got to be perfectly honest with you. I skip football on Saturdays. It's like the one day I have off. I told you guys this at the beginning of the year.
Domesticated yourself.
Yes, I have a roommate now who also happens to be my girlfriend. Wow. And so Saturdays
Josh, let me give you one hint. You better drop that roommate stuff.
I call my wife my roommate
and just
sometimes.
Leave it as girlfriend because it's going to become a problem. No, your wife lets you say silly stuff. But I'm trying to warn you. Married already, so you can't get out of it. I'm trying to help Josh out.
Thank you, P-Mitch. I need all the help I can get. So Saturdays are like my day away from football. I will say what is going to be once again stunning this offseason are the veterans moving. Like, to me, we are witnessing the end of an era in Seattle with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I mean, that dynamic right now is vile. It's disgusting. I mean, they're 3-6, and they've got shut out. Who gets shut out in 2021? That is embarrassing.
Yeah,
and where, I mean, the storyline of Russell Wilson releasing teams that he would be okay to be traded to, that has flown under the radar all season long and been completely forgotten about. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Norris, we talk about it plenty because Washington is not on the list of places he wants to go.
Right. So, I mean, you have teams like the Cleveland Browns who are going to make huge decisions too, right? And,
yeah.
and to me, I think it's pretty clear which decision that they should go in that direction. But
what is the decision there for Cleveland?
Oh, I mean, you got to move on from Baker. To me,
I agree. I'm out on Baker. I'm all the way out.
Oh, yeah. But that's just my type. Like, I cannot – look, that offense right now is built around having a successful team, and we know that that is good in the regular season. And we have seen teams like that in the Jared Goff-led Rams, then Jimmy Garoppolo-led San Francisco 49ers get you so far, but no matter what in moments when you get to the final, if it's the semifinals, if it's the Super Bowl – there is going to be a moment where your quarterback has to bring you out of a hole, that has to make a throw, that has to win you the game. And I simply do not trust a quarterback in the style of Baker Mayfield to do that. And so despite them investing so much in the offensive line, the running game, the defense, they're still going to come into moments and segments of games where he has to make a play for you. And I simply can't go into Sundays in an entire season and give Baker like top five quarterback money for someone I can't trust to do that in those games. Is that fair?
It's similar to Kirk a couple of years ago because the market dictates that you're going to have to pay him X, and X is a
correct
tremendous amount of money. And while he's good, he's not worth X. And it creates this really, really difficult paradigm.
And to be honest with you, I would take Kirk Cousins 11 times out of 10 over Baker Mayfield too. So that's also the camp that I'm in.
Norris, we do our power rankings every Wednesday. I'm curious, who's the best team in football for you?
As more and more top teams lose, as we talk about with the Bills, as we talk about with the Rams, it makes me go back to the team that just lost that you guys saw up close last week in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know that they came out of a bye, but that game was just so unorthodox for them, and I think a one-off where if you ask me, okay, which offense, when they get Antonio Brown back, when Chris Godwin is completely healthy, is going to be just a well-oiled machine that can beat you in the running game, the passing game, with offensive line, and then hopefully, you know, their secondary pieces get back in the playoffs. I just trust Tom Brady to put them in pre-snap and post-snap correct positions as we go along to the playoffs. So that's like the long view to me that I continue to prop up. Tom Brady is the MVP as we go along, and the Bucs as the best team. But don't undersell the Cowboys there either, because I think as we go along, they can beat you in multiple ways as well.
Norris, you're the best, buddy. B. Mitch must have forgotten to mention it, but I have moved back ahead of him in our fantasy.
It's 13
standings.
Points. I'm not worried about it. I just called my aunt down in New Orleans in the French Quarter. It's over tonight for him.
Thank you, buddy.
See you guys. Have a good one.
All right, Josh. Take care, buddy.
Give him a follow on Twitter at Josh Norris. That was Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is proven to make better bets through real proven analytics. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.